Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get angry and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I never get to y'all was back of the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like me, then tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the host's mouth. And right then and there, we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he said, she said. So take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth might check, go behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth. A big mouth, a big mouth.
People, you are a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth. You. Blabbermouth. Out.
Out.
Out. Are a blabbermouth.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being a lady. It's Saturday. Hi, it's Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's... All right, before I get started, let me just say these few words because I'm broke. And everything that I say on this show is for entertainment purposes only, and they are solely my opinion unless I have somebody else on here with me. But right now, they are solely the opinions of Big Mouth and Big Mouth only. And I keep telling y'all, I am broke, 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 y'all. So can't get blood from a turnip. What's up, y'all? It's Saturday. I'm so glad y'all are here. It's cold as shit out here in Chicago. Well, I shouldn't say cold as shit, but it's cold. Before I go into the weather and how everything has been going out here, let me give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio. If it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio platform, and I thank everybody. You know, it's just so many of y'all, and I say this every week, but there's so many countries that I'm surprised at the amount of people, various countries that listen to me, and I just want to thank all of you so very much to all of our folks out on the Army bases, the Navy, wherever, everybody that's listening to me, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Totally appreciate it, or not totally, surely appreciate it. Let me give a shout out to a few people real quick. You know, I always got to shout out to Grand Poobah himself, Marcel Owens. I have to give a shout out to 2 G's. 2 G's, 2 G's, 2 G's. I like that 2 G's. Give that shout out to my 2 G's. Give a shout out to Tank, because without Tank, there would not be. Tank and Junior. What's up, Junior? I see you out there, man. I see you. I can see you creeping. I know you. You know I know the algorithm. So, shouts out to y'all, and you know who else I need to shout out to? Cappuccino, my girl, and then I got to give a shout out to Miss Mary Jane. Mary Jane, girl, we're going to get the new shoes to you soon. Because I want to know what the new tasty cakes taste like. You feel me? And that way. So thank all of you so much for supporting me, and that's pretty much it. So what's happening out here with me right now? Ain't shit going on. Now, I remember last week I had said to you that I was going to get out and enjoy the weather because you just don't never know. And just don't never know, you don't. Because that night, it went from 80 to 38 degrees I kid you not, it was 38 freaking degrees, and I fell asleep with my window open. Not window, windows, because I like fresh air. So I was enjoying the fresh air. Next thing I know, I'm burrowing under, I'm under my covers. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the temperature had dropped. I told y'all that the weather was going to change. And you just don't never know right now what it's going to be. But it looks like it's nice and sunny out there in Texas. My cousin's hanging out there and beat up at the pool and all. Oh, God, I just miss Dallas so much. I really do. I got a few things I want to talk about today, and we'll get into it. You know, I got a little meat and potatoes, and I got some apologizing to do. Well, I don't know if it's, well, maybe it's apologize. I don't know. But anyways, y'all, when we come back from the break, you know, I always got to take a break, get myself together, get ready for y'all. It's Saturday. I'm so excited. It's Saturday. It's just a lazy afternoon. Like, real talk. It's just been that type of day. So I'll be back there. Be back with y'all in a few seconds. It's your girl, Big Mouth, always being a lady. And you know what? That's what's up.
podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and it's Saturday. It's a lazy afternoon, and I'm not doing shit, and so on. So I'm just sitting around and jibber-jabbing and blabbering to myself. I thought I would just reach out to you guys on this kind of gloomy, I don't know what kind of day it is. It's sunny, but cold, and I don't know. But you know what, y'all? I have really got to, I'm not going to say eat crow. I don't like saying eat crow, but I got to do some apologizing for what I said last week, because it turns out that Miss Jaguar Writes was actually arrested, and so the son, I think, is with the daddy. It just seems like her story is coming to an end, and so I have to apologize, because last week I said we don't know if it's true, if she was actually arrested, or was she in Shreveport, or she was still in Texas somewhere. You just never know with Jack, because everything, what has not happened to her? Like, seriously, what has not happened to her? The dog, we don't know what happened with her dog. All of a sudden, suddenly, her and, what's his name, Zumba, started going through shit, and then they got evicted. The car was blown up. I mean, everything was happening to her, and it just seemed like it was all a possible fake story-ish kind of thing, because it was happening so often and was so much going on. But it, you know, she in jail, and her mama, I think, is good, back up in Pennsylvania with some family, or going back up there. And then the son, I don't know if he's with the daddy, but he's not in that situation anymore. So, you know, I am sorry for what she's going through. A lot of that she brought on herself, unfortunately. And so I have to apologize for saying, or I'm not saying, well, I did say, was it truth or not? You know, was it live or is it memory? We don't know. Because just like, you know, Henny Penny, the sky is falling, they lie so much that you just don't never know. So on that note, I have to apologize to Jack. And another apology is due, I hate to say, because remember I said that Kim, you know, and the whole Met Gala thing and not getting invited. So this is the thing with her. No, she did not get invited. And that's the thing that most people, let me clear this up. Don't forget, the whole purpose of the Met Gala is, you know, to raise money and blah, 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 yada, yada, preserve, you know, all this stuff. So it's a big to-do to get invited. And that's what you want. You want to be invited, you know, all that, whatever. Well, she's not going to be invited. She's going to, allegedly, pay for her way to be there. Like, I mean, because there are people that are there attending the gala that were not invited. There are people that pay, and then that money goes towards, you know, their donations or whatever they're trying to achieve or blah, blah, blah. But apparently, I guess, Kim, she's going to be there hook or crook. It just seems like she's going to be there hook or crook. You're going to see her big fat ass out there, because of course she's so stupid because they don't want you there. Yes, you can buy a ticket to go, but it's a difference. If you didn't attend, if you didn't show up, if you weren't there at all or nothing, they would still talk about you. They would still wonder about, well, what would she have worn had she been invited? Or who had she come with? That's what you have to think about. But, you know, you just want to be there and you want to be seen and all that stuff. You know, I just had to, you know, apologize on that note. Because technically she's still going. She's paying for it. She's still going. So, I don't know. But, girl, you should think about that. People would probably wonder about you if you didn't show up, if you weren't there. But, you know, once again, I gotta say this to you.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass.
Yes, she's a dumbass. I keep saying this to y'all. I mean, I don't know. That's just me. I wouldn't want to go somewhere that I wasn't welcome, that I truly wasn't welcome, that I knew that I was going to be spoken of, whispered about, negatively talked about, behind my back talked about, and just for the fact of being there. Yeah, I don't know, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And when we come back, there's some things I want to chat about, that I want to delve into, that have caught my mind this week, probably back in the news, kicking kids' asses, wrong house, wrong car, people in we'll talk about that when I come back, but, excuse me. But, yeah, we'll talk about that when I come back. What the hell is going on, y'all, for real? What is going on? It's just crazy out there. Truly cray. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and you know what? That's what's up.
With my kids and my mama, far away from the stress and the drama. Came up in the game, did it myself. Young hustler, big dreams out of chasing wealth. Stressful world make you wanna stay in the crib. Trying to live how a boss live. Tired of fighting cases over dumb shit.
Fuck that.
I'm trying to run shit. This world is changing way too many snakes. Every time I turn my head, so many fake. So I choose to be one deep. Cause that's how you get the best sleep.
Peace.
Peace. kush till I can't breathe. Being a hustler just in my jeans. It's a must, I had to find a thing. So I stay up on my grizzly. Hustling every day, staying busy. Tired of taking losses, getting put in crouches. I'd rather be around a bunch of bouts. No more taking L's for nobody. Cause shit, I'm trying to be somebody. They like, damn, Thugger, you to change. I tell them, hell yeah, I'm getting better, man. Peaceful, man.
I'm all by myself in it,
boy. I swear. Drama outside my home, my place of peace, please let me hide. I turned out my phone like, leave me alone. Let me lay back, relax, smoke back to back till I'm gone. Work so hard, barely enjoy the fruits of my labor. Barely get to enjoy the gifts of getting this paper. Peace of mind is priceless, without it you're lifeless. It's the only way to live life to its finest. Sitting back in that throne like Thugger, you own. Came up from the bottom, now Thugger, you grown. Feel strong in the game, getting money, man. Stay real the whole way, so nowadays it's...
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being a lady. And what else do I do? Yes, I'm a blabbermouth, and so there are still some things that I wanted to kind of chit-chat with y'all about. So this week, kind of crazy. I mean, it's just things are just, what is going on? Like, you go, you mistake a car for your Uber car, you get kidnapped. You mistake a car for your car, and you get in, and you get shot. You know what's funny about that? Not funny, but when I was growing up, my grandmother and my grandfather, I went to the grocery store, and my grandmother had a tendency of not paying any attention. And, you know, this was back in the day, and things are a little more innocent, but... So they were coming from the grocery store. My grandfather was sitting outside, and her, not paying any attention, she came out the grocery store and just got into the first black car that resembled my grandfather's car. She opened the door up, and she got in and sat down. And when she looked over to the left of her, there was an old, now my grandmother, the black lady. The man sitting in the driver's seat was an old Jewish man. He looked shocked at her, and she looked shocked at him and busted out laughing and got out the car. That's something, that's a normal thing to do. It happens. People don't pay attention sometimes. But the way things are nowadays, people are so paranoid that they don't know how to react without shooting, without hurting someone, you know, because it's an innocent thing to do. But because people carjack people, and if somebody jumps into your car and mistakenly take you for an Uber driver and startles you, and that's not who you are and what's going on, you mistakenly think that somebody's getting ready to jump in your car and rob you. So the first thing you do is take flight, not take flight, you shoot. So these cheerleaders, I think they were down in Texas somewhere, made a mistake and got into the wrong car, and then they got shot up. The man, you know, I'm sure he was just startled, you know, especially in Dallas. You don't know, not just Dallas, really any big city, because things are so crazy right now and kids and people are acting so nutty. You know, they jump out and they try to, you know, take the car and all that. You just don't know. And so that's what happened, or that's what happened. And it's unfortunate, you know. And then we had a little boy who, I think he was 14, he mistakenly went to the wrong house. I mean, people act like that don't happen. It happens. Sometimes people make mistakes, but because everything is so hyper expensive right now, hyperactive right now, that, you know, you just don't never know. And then if somebody comes to your door and you've got Karens and all kinds of crazy people coming to the door, spitting on your door and knocking on the door and harassing people, I get that. You just don't know. So a man, I don't know where this boy was, Ohio, Indiana, I don't know what state, but I do know this happened, and he was shot. He's going to pick up his twin, I don't know, brother and sister or brothers or whatever it was, he was going to pick up his siblings. And he went to the wrong door and he jiggled the door, whatever. Well, the man who lived there, I'm going to try to play devil's advocate on both sides, because the man, 80-something years old, elderly white man, sees this kid, black kid at his door, and okay, one possibility is the fact that he was actually scared. He didn't know what was going on with this kid, why he was at his door, why he was jiggling it. He didn't know. And he could have been frightened. He really could have been. You know, he's 80-something years old. You see crazy shit on the news. You see stuff about people coming to people's houses. If that possibility is there. And he shot him. But I think it was like twice in the head. But then you hear about people who are filled with hate and are racist. And once again, out of fear, a fear that they really don't need to have in some cases, but out of fear, you hear about on the news, and I'm not going to say what networks, but certain news agencies will make it seem as if, well, there's certain ones, a lot of them. So he shot him. We don't know if he did that because he was in a racist mode or if he was in a true fear mode and not knowing whether or not this boy was coming to harm him. He's 80-something years old. Yeah, he probably should have known better, but it's still that possibility of him having fear and not knowing could have been there. So it's just crazy. It's just so much that the first thing that people do out of fear to protect themselves, to hurt others. And then when it really is due to fear, then they'll tie that racial shit into it. So you just don't ever know. Boy, I think his grandson,
the man who shot that boy, the young guy, the 14-year-old, that white guy's grandson went on national news and was telling people that, you know, his grandfather was racist, and he heard it, has heard him say racial things, and I'm sure he's 86 years old. He came up in that era, you know, when there were colors, when there were, I'm not going to say, I'll say ninjas. At that time, that's all they knew. And then as they got older, then they, you know, learned how to deal, but that was an era. So I'm sure his grandfather may have said things in his lifetime. He grew up during that time. I don't know. It's just, things are just really crazy. It's really sad that that's what's going on. And, you know, I don't know. I just want to say, I'm serious. Hell nah, y'all. You know, you want to say to people, try not to react so severely, but then you can't tell them that because times are so damn crazy right now that if you hesitate, that could be your life in some instances. And if you hesitate, if you hesitate, you could possibly save it, but you just don't never know. You know what I mean? You just don't never, ever, never know. And it's a sad thing. So that's it. I'll be back. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And boy, am I going to delve into some other things. What's up with these teachers kicking these kids' asses? Like, what's up? Substitute teacher, what's that? That shit was funny as hell to me. And we're going to talk about it when I come back from the break. And it's your girl, Big Mouth, and you know what? That's what's up.
Let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid die. Let the drama kid, let the drama kid, whatever you do.
Thank you. fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. Okay, so, all right, what is this shit about the teacher beating up the little girl? I saw the video of it, and she whooped that little girl's ass and dropped. You know, these kids are so bad now. They really are. They just don't have any respect. They don't have any fear. You know, they were both wrong in many ways. Like, the teacher should have, she tried. Lord knows she tried. But she was pushed, and she couldn't take it anymore. And then you got this child who's being disrespectful and standing up to her. And it was horrible to see. It was really horrible to see. And I got a little public service announcement in reference to this issue. So here we go. Public service announcement. Okay, here we go.
I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but it has to be said. Because it keeps happening too frequently. Too frequently it keeps occurring. Y'all children getting slammed on their head by these teachers is y'all fault. Because you failed as a parent. You, as a parent, has failed to discipline your child. They got out into the world and found out that people don't play with them like you play with them at home. Because you let your child talk to you any kind of way, they think they can get out in the world and talk to adults any kind of way. When you don't discipline your children, the world gonna discipline them. Who else gonna do it? Who else can do it? And what I know is substitute teachers are not the one. They not the one, they not the two. They barely even teach it. We don't know if these folks is coming from rehab, if they got them out the street, if they volunteers. We don't know who these people are that substitute teachers. All we know is these are people that's getting paid to watch your children for a few minutes whack, because all they got is a few minutes to make a little extra money. And these are ones left behind children, I'm dead. Because that's what they need to be. These big burly children, thinking they can talk to people any kind of way, do what they can, do whatever they want to do, they out of order. And they out of order because of you and your lack of parenting. Your lack. Say what?
Yes. Public service announcement. I agree with that. Some of these kids are just, look, these were kids raised by kids. And I guess, like, was it in the 80s when they stopped disciplining kids? It takes a village, y'all. It truly takes a village. You know, these people are trying to help raise your kids and put them in a structured environment, and not allowing them to do that or not being behind them as parents is a problem. I'm not trying to say, no, listen, I went to private school. And when I was in private school back in the day, and I keep saying back in the day, and I really do mean with the nuns and the hit on the hand with the ruler, or eating chalk or eating soap for having a foul mouth, these things really did occur back then. And because of those things, I respect certain things. I have certain respect for teachers, or just the fear of things being placed in my heart. I don't mean beat the tar out of somebody where they're all red and blah, blah, blah. But you've got to instill some structure, some discipline, some respect. And a lot of these kids are kids who were raised by kids themselves. You know, they were put in time out, or, you know, after this once before, we're kind of creating a lot of wusses a little bit. You know, you can't win everything. You can't get a medal for everything. Everything, like I said before, everybody's not a winner. I hate to say that. That's unfortunate. But you have to strive and for certain things and understand that some things just aren't going to be your way. But a lot of parents, you know, like I said, these are kids raising kids, and then you get mad if the teachers try to discipline them. You know, now they stuck with your kids for what? How many hours are they in school? Six hours, you know, while you're at work. You know, it's just, it takes a village, y'all. And kids, teachers have got to be backed up by parents. If you don't want them to do certain things or try to help them have structure away from home at school, then you need to step up and do your job. Then you can't get mad at them for trying to, you know, discipline them or show them the right way. You know what I mean? You just cannot. So I just had to say that. You know what I forgot to tell y'all? It was 420 the other day, and I meant to say happy belated 420 day. You know it's 420 day. Every day, even today for me. So I hope everybody had a great 420 day, because I know I did, and I'm still celebrating 420 because now this is 420 weekend. So that's the reason that, you know, I just had to 420 it today because it's 420 weekend. Yes, sir. But, you know what else? What else was I thinking about this week? Well, they've approved or extended the approval by the Supreme Court, they better have, the abortion pill. Because one thing is for certain, the way things are going right now, with the Supreme Court coming in and saying what they have to say about abortion, and how that just set everybody off, and now things have gotten crazy, and them determining whether or not that abortion pill is still legal or not, and for them to say we'll keep the ruling as is and we'll keep it legal, they, like I said, they better have, because had they not, shit would have hit the fan. It just really, really would have hit the fan. And this is an election time and all this stuff. And, well, I'm just glad that they ruled or continue to rule that the pill is legal. I'm not showing my age, but back in my heyday, I don't even remember that being out there then, because I'm sure if it was, folks would have been taking it like crazy. But I do know, I got a couple of girlfriends that later on in life, who are younger than me, they had privy to it. Like, you know, they got scared and worried about it. They went to CVS or Walgreens and got whatever that little pill is. And my shit, by that time, I was like, well, I kind of wanted it to happen to me anyway. I was getting up there, and soon the egg is probably going to start not falling down in the basket. So I don't know. But that just happened like last year. So now that I'm TMIing myself. But, girl, yes, they approved it. They approved it. And Netflix is being sued. Yes, they are. Netflix is being sued because people are trying to say that Cleopatra. We all know Cleopatra was a black woman. She was a light-skinned black woman. We know this. We know this. And folks are trying to say that they're colorizing her. Y'all just give it up. Just admit. You got to admit. You just have to admit. You know, there's some things that y'all just cannot keep washing over, whitewashing, and you just can't do it. She's a black African queen, a light-skinned black African queen, and that is what it is, and it's your girl Big Mouth, and I will be back in a hot second because I want to talk about something real quick that I really should be delving into, but I'm going to wet my toes in it. It's your girl Big Mouth. I'll be back. That's what's up.
What if you could just blink yourself away? Jeff Extra rock the mic with two decays. I'll be the 5'7", residing at the Mecca, rest address in South Section. Used to cut class in the infinite pursuit of ass back in 86. With the chicks, I was a chocolate boy. Raised in the cellar with the rhythm, with like the rhythm, like Ella. The Mecca type street to the subway where I lay. Till the train stopped and a nigga hop high. Pop dance to the planet rock at the block party, everybody jock. Who me? It's the MC, sucker niggas in me. I got my contract in 1993 and I shall pull
down. Rock the mic,
and
it's
you to rock the mic.
I'm going to
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady, and it's Saturday. It's Saturday. And all right, so I left this for the last because I kind of felt maybe I shouldn't delve into it. I don't know, but it's something that's out there, and people are talking about it. And these are things that I've been aware of throughout my life, and you know, so anyways, this is what he is. Puffy is back in the news. He's in the news for a lot of different reasons: bisexuality, the death of Kim, the death of Biggie, allegedly having a relationship with Will and Clive Davis. And, you know, he's just been out there recently, and these are things that have been coming back out. Because really, this rumbling is nothing new. I must say, I remember him, Puff, back in the Howard days. Those were my days. And it was just always something with, it was always, you know, yeah, he gave good parties, but it was always some kind of controversy. It was just something, you know. And then when he left, and what was it Uptown Records or whatever that record company that they started with Andre Harrell and Puff, and it was a few people from Howard that I know went there. You know, it was just something. So a lot of this rumbling about him is not new. And it just makes you, well, not me think. I kind of, it makes you think. Because all this is allegedly, we don't know what's going on with this man. We don't know if he had something to do with the demise of Biggie, you know, but it's weird how all this tragedy has happened. Like Jag, it's always something wrong. It's always everybody, somebody else that happens to be around you, that happens to you, around you. And what are the possibilities of that happening to somebody all the time? You know, Andre's gone, Biggie's gone, Kim's gone, Heavy D, who had something to do, was part of that record label back then. You know, it's just weird that he's just been surrounded by all this tragedy. Not saying that that couldn't happen, but what are the odds of this much of it happening? And it could have happened. I don't know. But now with this bisexuality thing, we know we done heard about this for years. It ain't nothing new. Now, I don't know, and I'm not going to speak on it because I was kind of close to some individuals who are on the inside, and I don't want to say too much because I might slip and say something I shouldn't say. I don't know, but, you know, the bisexuality and me being an old fag hag. Yes, I'm an old fag hag. I'm good friends with gay men in D.C., in Dallas, what up to the hidden door. So things that most people, straight eyes, don't really notice, that I do, you know, something as simple as how you cross your legs, or, you know, I've been at places where you knew that if you were there, you were there because you were trying to get with a man. Plain and simple. Married men would come in there, and you would never think that certain individuals were that way, and they were. Like, they creep in clubs, because there was a club I used to live across the street from that opened up at 7 o'clock in the morning and closed at 2 in the morning, and they stayed packed. But it was a place where men could slide in on the DL, you know, in and out of there. So you just, you just don't never know. And like I said, there are little things like you notice. For example, yeah, he may have kids, and so do a lot of DL men who play that role, you know. But if you think about it, he's always been rumored or seen with all these women, but it's to a certain point. Like, you know that those women are beards. Like, he never married them. He never married Cassie. And it was just, it's their weird little things that you just notice that there might be some truth to that rumor. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm a big mouth. You know, I'm blabbering, and I have no idea. But you just don't know. And then the Will Smith thing. The rumors, allegedly, that him and Will are a couple, an undercover couple. I don't know, because I heard Will was undercover with somebody's now ex-husband. I think they recently got a divorce. Or did they recently get divorced? Well, anyway, I'm not going to say who, but, you know, the rumor is that him and this man have been together for a long time. But then that's another thing. He and Jada have always allegedly been rumored to be swingers, to have an open relationship. So, I don't know, y'all. It's just weird, especially all the shit that's happening around him. And the little weird things that you pick up on, that you notice, that you see, that most people just blow off and don't think anything of it. But being an old fag hag, my eyebrow goes up on some things. That it does. It just goes up on some things. And because there are a lot of men out there that are on the DL. And what makes him any different from any other? It doesn't. And if he is, if that's what he is, that's what he is. It would be better to let folks know that's who you are, that you straddle the fence on both ways, that you rather it to be on the left side more so than the right, but to be truthful, because you have got to, you live in your own truth. I say this all the time. You've got to live in your own truth. And if he's not happy, you know, he will never truly be happy. I don't care how many kids you help pop out, none of that. But, all right, y'all. I'm going to leave that alone because, like I said, I may run my mouth too much and say something that I shouldn't say, but just food for thought. Food for thought. Really. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. On that note, it's about that time. And you know what? It never fails. I get a hot flash right before I get done with my show. And I'm having a hot flash. And oh, my God. It's hot. It's so hot. I'm burning up. Hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. Yes, I have some hot flashes. And yes, y'all know I'm getting ready to go and get my dinner together. It's going to be something simple. And yes, I'm going to air fry it. I'm telling y'all, you can air fry just about anything. I did Brussels sprouts because I like baked Brussels sprouts and stuff. So I put those in some. Oh, they were delicious. Delicious. I'm going to try the cauliflower again. But tonight, I'm going to have a deep dish pizza. Yum, 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 yum. You know I'm a foodie, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm having pizza, and I'm going to watch a movie because I'm not going nowhere. It's chilly outside, and it ain't nowhere that I need to be and nothing that I want to do. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and I guess like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now, dig you later. Good night, y'all. Thanks for joining me. See ya. Bye. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Yeah, like I said, next Saturday. That sounds good to me. Bye, everybody. And as always, stay safe out there in population. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me. Always be a lady. And that's what's up. Good night, y'all.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.